Chamishi. The pasuk continues with the brachos and the klolos at Har Grizim and Har Evel. As soon as Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, they were to assemble at two mountains for a new acceptance of the Torah. There 12 commandments were said, and the people would acknowledge publicly that brachos await those who observe them, and klolos to the ones who do not. 6 shvatim stood on Har Grizim, and 6 on Har Evel, with the Aroin and the elders of the Kahanim and the Leviim in the valley between the two mountains. The Leviim would loudly pronounce the brachos and klolos, and the shvatim on the mountaintops would answer Amen. And the pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe es ha'om bayom ahu lemor, and Moshe commanded the nation on that day, saying, Ela yamdu levorech es ha'om al Har Grizim, these shvatim should stand on Har Grizim, and the Leviim will face them when the brachos were given. Ba'avrechem es ha'yardim, when you cross over the Yardin, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, uBenyamin. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin stood on Har Grizim. Ve'ela yandu ala klola b'har Evel, and these shvatim will stand on Har Evel. When the Leviim faced Har Evel to give a curse to Klal Yisrael, Ruvain, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And how was it determined who should be on Har Grizim and who on Har Evel? Ibn Ezra explains, the children of Rachel and Leah were on Har Grizim, and the children of Bilhah and Zilpah were on Har Evel. However, that would not make an even division of 6 shvatim and 6 shvatim. Therefore, the oldest and youngest of Leah, which are Ruvain and Zvulun, went over to Har Evel. And although we mentioned earlier that the Leviim stood in between the two mountains, so how can we say in Pasuk Yud Beis that Levi was on top of Har Grizim? The Gemara in Saita answers that most of the Shevet was on top of Har Grizim. However, the elders of Shevet Levi were the ones that stood in between the two mountains. The Anu HaLeviim V'Amru El Kol Yisrael, and the Leviim answered and said to all of Klal Yisrael, Kol Ram, in a loud voice, these 12 curses. And Rashbam explains that these Averis are Averis that can be done secretively. Klal Yisrael was acknowledging that Hashem would punish even sins that are done in secret. And the Pasuk says, Arur Ho'ish Ashiyasa Pesel U'Masecha, cursed is the man that will make a carved image or a poured image, Toyavas Hashem, an abomination to Hashem, Ma'ase Yidei Chorosh, the work of a craftsman, V'sam Basoser, and place it in secret. The Anu Kol Ha'om V'Amru Amen, and the whole nation should answer and say Amen. And Rashi tells us that each one of these curses were first said as a bracha, and then as a curse. For example, the Leviim would face Har Grizim and say, Blessed is the one who does not make a Pesel U'Masecha. And everyone answered Amen. Then they would face Har Evel and say, Arur Asher Yaseh Pesel U'Masecha, cursed is the one that does make a Pesel U'Masecha. And everyone would answer Amen. And so is done by all 12 curses. First, the Bracha version facing Har Grizim, then the Klola version facing Har Evel. And the reason why by the first curse, the Pasuk says, Va'onu Kol Ha'om Va'omru Amen, as opposed to the rest that say, Va'omar Kol Ha'om Amen, or Chaim explains, if it would say by the first curse, Va'omar Kol Ha'om Amen, we might have thought that this is what the Leviim should say. Va'omar Kol Ha'om, the Leviim should say to Klal Yisrael, Amen, say Amen. Therefore, by the first curse, the Torah lets us know that this is not the Pshat. Rather, the Torah is saying to Klal Yisrael that they should answer Amen. The Torah says, Va'onu Kol Ha'om, and the should answer, Va'omru Amen, and say Amen. And the Mepharshim ask, why does the Pasuk say, Arur Asher Ya'ase Pesel, cursed is the one that will make an idol, in the future tense? It should have said, Arur Asher Oise Pesel, cursed is the one who makes an idol, in the present tense. Just like in Pasuk Yud Zayin it says, Arur Masig Vol Re'eu, cursed is the one that moves his friend's border. Masig is in the present tense. It does not say Yasig in the future. Here too, it should not say Ya'ase, but rather Asher Oise Pesel. And the Mepharshim answer that by all Averis we say Machshavara Ein Mitzdar Filamaisa. If one has intention to sin, we do not consider it as if he sinned. The exception to this is the Avera of Avodah Zarah. If one just has a mind to worship Avodah Zarah, he is punished. This is the reason that the Pasuk says Asher Ya'ase in the future, to tell us that even if he did not actually worship Avodah Zarah, rather he just had intentions that he will worship Avodah Zarah, that is enough that he should be cursed. And the Pasuk continues, Arur Makle Ove V'Imoi, cursed is the one who degrades his father or his mother, Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation should answer amen. Oror masa gevul re'ehu, cursed is the person that moves back his friend's boundaries to make his field bigger and his friend's field smaller. Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation should answer amen. Oror mashke iver badorech, cursed is the one who causes a blind person to go astray on the road, which Rashi says this means somebody who gives another person bad advice. A person who is blind in a certain matter, you should not lead him astray by giving him bad advice. Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and then the whole nation shall answer amen. Oror mate mishpat ger yosen va'amono, cursed is the one who perverts the judgment of a ger, a yosem, and amono. Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation should answer amen. Oror sheiche v'meshes aviv, cursed is the one who has relations with his father's wife. Kigila knaf aviv, because he is uncovering the corner of the beged of his father. Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation should answer amen. Oror sheichev im kol behema, cursed is the one who lies with any animal. Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation shall answer amen. Oror sheichev im achosai, cursed is the one who lies with his sister. Bas aviv oy bas imai, whether his sister is the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother. Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation shall answer amen. Oror sheichev im chasantai, cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation shall answer amen. Oror make re'ehu basoser, cursed is the one who hits his friend hiddenly, which means he speaks lashon hara against his friend. Va'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation shall answer amen. Oror lekeach sheichad, cursed is the one who takes a bribe, lahakois nefesh damnoki, to kill an innocent person. Some mefarshim learn this is referring to a dayan, a judge, who should not take a bribe in order to kill the innocent. And Ibn Ezra learns that this means a witness should not take a bribe to testify against an innocent person in order to kill him. And then the pasuk ends off with a very broad curse. Oror asher lo yokim es divrei ha-Torah hazois, la'asois oisam, cursed is the one that does not uphold the words of the Torah to do them. Ve'omar kol ha'om amen, and the whole nation shall answer amen. And included in this curse is one who can influence others to be loyal to the Torah and does not influence them. He is also included in the curse. Even someone who learns all day and keeps all the mitzvahs, but is unconcerned about the shortcomings of others, even though he can help them, he is included in this curse. And this pasuk also implies the obligation to support Torah study. Oror asher lo yokim es divrei ha-Torah hazois, cursed is the one who does not support financially the study of Torah. Zok Rashi pasuk yud beis levorech es ha'om to bench Klal Yisrael. Kedeisa b'mesech desoita, like it says in Mesech desoita, shisha shvatim olu l'roish hargrizim, v'shisha l'roish har evil. Six shvatim went on top of hargrizim, and six on top of har evil. V'akoyhanim v'alevim, and the elders of the koyhanim and the levim, v'ha'oroin and the oroin, l'mato bo'emsa, were on bottom in the valley between the two mountains. Hofku levim p'nem klapi hargrizim. The levim turned their faces towards hargrizim, ufaschu bebrocho. And they started by saying a bracha. Baruch ha'ish asher lo ya'aseh pesel u'masecho. Benched is the person that does not make a pesel u'masecho. Ve'elu ve'elu oinin amen. And the people on both mountains answered amen. Chazru v'hafchu p'neim klapi har evol. Then they turned their faces towards har evol. Ufaschu b'klolo. And they started by saying a curse. Ve'omrim, and they said, Oror ha'ish asher ya'aseh pesel u'masecho. Cursed is the person that does make a pesel and masecho. V'chein kulam, and so they did by all 12 curses, ad until the last curse, which is, Oror asher lo yokim es divrei ha-Torah hazois. Zok Rashi makle oviv, one who degrades his father, mezalzel, it means to degrade. Loshen v'nikla ochicha, like the pasuk says, v'nikla ochicha, and your brother will be degraded. Masigvul, machziroi la'achorov, he moves the boundaries backwards. Begoinev sakarka, and he steals the land. Loshen v'husag ochor, it is like the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'husag ochor, which means it is moved backwards. Mashke iver, he causes the blind to go astray. Hasuma bedavar, somebody who is blind in a certain aspect. U'masiyoy eitzara, and he gives them bad advice. Make re'eu basoser, he hits his friend hiddenly. Aloshen hara hu oimer, this is referring to loshen hara. Zok Rashi, Ra'isi b'yisoyde shor Moshe Hadarshin, I saw in Rav Moshe Hadarshin, Yud Aleph Arurim Yeshkan, there are 11 curses in this parsha. Although if you count, there are 12. Rashi means to say that there are 11 curses that are specific curses. However, the 12th one, Aror asher lo yokem es divrei haTorah azois is a general curse and therefore is not counted. So 11 curses are mentioned here, keneged, corresponding to Yud Aleph Shvatim, the 11 Shvatim. Ukeneged Shimon, and corresponding to Shimon, loikos of Aror, a curse is not written. Lifi sheloi hayo b'libay levorchoi, lifnei Moisei, kisheberach shara Shvatim, because Moshe did not have intentions to bench Shimon, like he benched all the other Shvatim. In Parashas V'zois HaBrocha, and the reason he did not want to bench him was because of the Avera that Zimri from Shevet Shimon did, like it is mentioned at the end of Parshas Balak, Lekach loy rotze lekaloy, therefore he did not either want to curse him. Since he was not going to give him a bracha, therefore he does not give a curse corresponding to his shevet. Zok Rashi asher lo yakim, kan kolel es kol haTorah. In this curse, it includes and incorporates the whole Torah. Cursed is anybody that does not uphold any of the words of the Torah. V'kibluha alehem, and they accepted it upon themselves, Ba'ala uveshvua, with a shvua that has a curse attached to it. And the pasuk continues, Vahoya im shemaya tishma b'koil Hashem alekecho, it will be if you listen to the voice of Hashem your God, lishmar, to keep, la'asois, and perform, es kol mitzvoisav, all of his mitzvois, asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim, that I am commanding you today. Unesoncho Hashem alekecho elyoin al kol goyeh ha'oretz. Then Hashem will place you supreme over all the nations of the world. Uva'u alecho kol ha'brochos ha'eleh, and all these brachos will come to you, v'hisigucha, and they will reach you, kisishma b'koil Hashem alekecho, when you will listen to the voice of Hashem your God. Sephorna learns that v'hisigucha means that these brachos will reach you without any effort. You will not have to do anything to get these brachos. They will come to you by themselves. Other mefarshim ask that v'hisigucha is mashma that you are running away from the brachos, and it will catch up to you. Why would somebody run away from bracha? Alshech explains, often man does not realize what is really good for him. He pursues foolish goals and runs away from good fortune. The pasuk is telling us, even if you run away from the brachos because you do not realize how good it is, v'hisigucha, it will reach you and overtake you. Despite yourself, you will reap the benefit of Hashem's brachos. And the pasuk continues, Baruch ato bo'ir, blessed will you be in the city, u'baruch ato basode, and you will be blessed in the fields. Baruch pri vitnecha, blessed will the fruit of your stomach be, referring to your children, ufri ad masecha, and the fruit of your land, ufri vemtecha, and the fruit of your animals. Shigar alofecha, the offspring of your cattle, the ashtaroi seinecha, and the herds of your sheep. And Chazal tell us that herds of sheep make a person wealthy because you can use their milk, you can shear their wool, and you can shech them and eat them. Therefore, herds of sheep are called ashtaroi, from the lashon of oisher, wealth. Baruch tanacha umishartecha, blessed is your baskets and your kneading bowls, which means the fruits in your baskets and the dough in your kneading bowl. Rashi says a second shot, tanacha refers to the liquids that are strained in your baskets, like the wines and oils, umishartecha, and the things that remain in the baskets, referring to the dry items that are not strained, but rather remain in the baskets. Baruch ato bivayecha, blessed are you when you come into the world, uvarach ato b'tzeisecho, and blessed are you when you leave. Which means, just like you will enter the world without a chet, so too will you leave the world without a chet. Because habol taher misayin oisai, somebody who comes to do good, Hashem helps him, and therefore Hashem will help you not to do averis. Zok Rashi shigar alefecho, v'lodois bekarcho, this is referring to the offspring of your cattle. Shehabehema mishageres mimei eho, the animal sends it forth from her stomach. The word shigar means to send forth, so therefore the offspring are called shigar because they are sent forth from their mother's stomachs. The ashtaroi seinecha, kitagumai, like Targum says, it means herds of your sheep. Rabbeinu Amru and our Chachamim say, lama nikra shemam ashtaroi, why are herds of sheep called ashtaroi? Shema ashiroi says ba'alehem, because they make their owners wealthy. The word ashtaroi comes from the word oisher, wealth. Umachzikos oisam, and it makes them strong, ke'ashtoris halalu, like these cliffs, shehen sloim chazokim, which are strong stones. So Rashi is also saying that the word ashtoris comes from the word ashtar, which means strong. The herds of sheep will make the owner wealthy and powerful, from the lashon of oisher and from the lashon of ashtoris. It is interesting to note that Rashi in Parshas Ekev, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, on the words ashtaroi seinecha, brings down Menachem, who also explains that Ashtoreth means strong. However, he explains Ashtoreth Tzenecha is referring to the sheep. The sheep will be strong. However, Rashi over here, who says that Ashtoreth means strong, is referring to the owners, that the owners will become wealthy and powerful through their sheep. Zok Rashi Baruch Tanecha, blessed is your baskets. Peresecha, this is referring to the fruit in your baskets. According to this pshat, Umishar Techa would be referring to the dough in your kneading bowls. Davar Acher, Rashi says another pshat, Tanecha, Davar Halach, Shat Mesanim Besalim. Tanecha is referring to liquids that are strained through your baskets, like wine and oil. Umishar Techa, and the things that remain in your basket. Davar Yavesh, something that is dry, Shenishar, that remains bekli in the vessel, Ve'inoizov, because it does not flow. So Tanecha is referring to liquids, Mishartecha are referring to dry items. Baruch ato beveyecho, uvaruch ato bitzeisecho, shetehe yitziyoscha min ha'olam. When you leave the world, you will be b'loi chet, without a sin, ki biyoscha la'olam, the same way you were when you came into the world.